If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 30th day of November 2010. Happy birthday to Alicia Cuthbert, who is 28. She played Kim Bauer on the series 24. Do yourself a favor, look her up on Google. Ben Stiller is 45. Dick Clark of American Bandstand fame turns 81 today. There are also a slew of other birthdays, so I'll just kind of run over. Ephraim Zimbalist Jr., Robert Guillaume of Benson, G. Gordon Liddy, Mandy Patinkin, Billy Idol has a birthday today, Bo Jackson, Ben Stiller. Yeah, lots of birthdays today. I can honestly say one of the big influences that I had growing up was Dick Clark. And we had something called American Bandstand. And it's all over YouTube, so there's no lack of videos for you to watch about it. But it basically was an afternoon teenage show where for an hour, Dick Clark would play the music, and you would watch teenagers do the latest dance craze. It's almost impossible for me to convey about growing up in the 60s because it's so different from anything we have now. But we only got one television station, one television channel, CBS, in Macon. And I guess I get my gadget freak from my dad, because he loved to stay in touch. He loved communications. He had an antenna put in a tree pointed toward Atlanta, because Atlanta, which is 70 miles north of here, had all three networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC. And so I was able to watch American Bandstand in the 60s, which came out of Philadelphia in the beginning. It started at WFIL, and they were an ABC affiliate, and eventually ABC said, hey, you got something here, and then they put it on the national network, and eventually it moved out to Los Angeles. But what it was Dick Clark playing music and kids dancing. In a weird way, it was sort of the precursor to the internet, because for the first time, the baby boomer generation, of which I'm kind of at the near end of it, but still, you know, a huge segment of the population, all were able to see what we each were doing using this television show. Because you think about it, you're hearing the current rock music, you're seeing the stars, you're seeing kids dance, you saw how they dressed, how they acted, and so it brought this whole generation of mine together. To watch the thing was really sort of close to a miracle to all of us, because here you go. You turn on your television, and there's Diana Ross and the Supremes. You turn on the television, hey, there's the Jackson 5. Paul Revere and the Raiders. The Young Rascals, Sonny and Cher. Four Tops, Temptations, Marvin Gaye. Dick Clark was kind of like the cool parent, you know? Okay, we're going to have a good time, but we're not going to let this get out of hand now, you know? I have to honestly say that this show, I'm sure, had an influence on me and my decision to get into radio. And, of course, I grew up in a family that loved music. So there's no doubt that I was going to have something to do with the music industry. I remember that we all had chores, we call them, and that's responsibilities that you had. And one of mine was to, you know, do things like mow the lawn and sweep the drive. And so one afternoon, my mom wouldn't let me watch American Bandstand, which came on at 4 o'clock. And I was outside on the porch, kind of peering through the window, and I could see Dick Clark on the television. It wasn't really clear. It was an old black and white set, you know, but there it was. Man, I swept that thing so fast so I could have my butt in front of that television to see who was on that afternoon. Dick Clark was not the original host of American Bandstand. In fact, he was the third one, but he started in 1956, and that's really when the show began its prominence. It began at WFIL in Philadelphia. And it was just a basic afternoon show, and they were an ABC affiliate, and then the network said, you've got something here, and then they decided to go national, and eventually they moved to Los Angeles. Dick Clark was a great businessman. He had something called the Dick Clark Traveling Caravan, I think it was called, where he'd put these artists together, and they'd get on this huge bus, and they'd go from town to town performing. No, I didn't get to go. I was too young. But it happened. And they were really great days, the early days of rock and roll, the innocence, the creativity. Those are fantastic times. Thank you, Dick Clark. Here we go. We'll see you tomorrow.